Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
A lot of kids are getting even a four-day weekend because today is Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. And if you would like to do something to learn more about it or celebrate it, the Missouri History Museum has a lot of events going on. Julia Clark joins us. She is a programming specialist with the Missouri Historical Society and with the African American History Initiative at the museum. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Now, I know over the weekend there were a lot of different activities going on as well, but as far as today, if people want to come out and get out of the cold, can you give us an idea of some of the things that'll be going on at the museum?
We have several events on Monday, starting with our community celebration, which will be from 10 a.m. to 4, which is also family-centered. That'll be filled with workshops and conversations and even a movement class with Mama Lisa. And then, starting at 4:30, we have an Ahimsa yoga practice right here in our Grand Hall that'll be led by the Collective STL, which is a Black yoga collective right here locally. And we're super excited. So if you would love to come out, we would love to see you and just bring a yoga mat, water bottle, and family and friends.
And Julia, the Youth Activism Workshop, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to show kids that even though you may not be an adult, you may not be able to vote, that you still can be an active participant in change and in your community. So the Youth Activism Workshops are designed to kind of have kids be curious as to what are issues affecting them, their families, and their friends now, and what are ways that they can be active community members in mutual aid and also even when creating action plans for issues that they want to solve themselves.
I know most of us have heard the I Have a Dream speech, but usually just sort of the beginning. I'm not sure that many of us even hear the whole thing these days. I know there's copyright issues and stuff. We can't play it on the radio without permission. But for people who come to the History Museum today, Monday, I know there's going to be a reading of the speech as well, right?
Yes, there is. So we are going to have story times, and that'll be starting at 10 a.m. and will be throughout the day, but we will have two story times that will not only have excerpts from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, but we'll also dive into other civil rights leaders that are lesser known, but are still important to highlight.
One of the things that the History Museum has done so well is filtering history through the lens of St. Louis. I think it was First in Civil Rights was one of the great exhibits of the past few years that was at the museum, which really kind of brought home how the civil rights movement was taking place here and who was involved with that. Are there going to be ways for people to kind of engage with local civil rights heroes and the way things kind of happened in this region?
Yeah, absolutely. So not only do we have our number one in civil rights banner show up in our Grand Hall. Even though it is not a permanent exhibit anymore, we still have that exhibit up for people to see in our banner show throughout our Great Hall. And then also throughout the day, we'll be referencing both historical and present St. Louis activists that are so important to where we are as a city and where we are as a country as well.
And can you talk a little bit about the African American History Initiative for people who have not heard of this initiative through the Missouri Historical Society?
Absolutely. So the African American History Initiative is I can't speak enough praises about it, but it is an amazing initiative that, one, focuses on empowering Black voices through history, both the preservation of history and also collecting artifacts and collecting pieces from our community that can stay here and that will be displayed to educate the future as well, and also about preserving history and protecting what we know and what we want to teach our children and what we want to teach our communities. So the African American History Initiative puts on a variety of events throughout the entire year through the Missouri Historical Society. Some of those are events like this weekend and like Monday, like MLK Day celebrations, and others are outdoor events like upcoming, maybe Juneteenth. But we are focused on spreading and really amplifying and celebrating the Black experience here in St. Louis and the Black experience through history.
A lot of places are closed today on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but not the Missouri History Museum. So get on out and enjoy a lot of things going on. You can get more information on their website, I'm sure. Julia Clark is the programming specialist, and she's with the African American History Initiative at the Missouri Historical Society. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.